more WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicki. Virginia State Police warn of a new email scam. We have a preview of Tuesday night's debate between the major party candidates for governor. And we visit last weekend's air show near Bridgewater as a company called Dynamic Aviation celebrates its 50th anniversary. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, September 19th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from Blue Ridge Community College, offering small classes, student clubs, sports, and financial aid while living close to family and friends. Registration for the fall semester is happening now at the Weir's Cave campus or online at brcc.edu.
Virginia State Police are warning about a spreading email scam that shows up in your inbox and says you have received an automated ticket from Virginia State Police. Charles Fishburne, with our partner station WCVE in Richmond, reports.
Last month, they were cloning state police phone numbers, demanding money, and threatening arrest warrants. Now, they have invaded your email.
They're relentless.
Corinne Keller, Virginia State Police.
We've been getting contacts from all around Virginia about an email coming out of an automated traffic ticket coming from state police. Well, state police doesn't issue tickets by email. If you're going to get a traffic ticket or a summons from state police, you're going to get it in person on the side of a road.
She says the tickets look official and offer convenient pay options online and by phone. But don't do it.
It's a scam.
Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
Virginia's two major party candidates will go head-to-head Tuesday night in a primetime face-off, a televised debate. Libertarian candidate Cliff Hira will not be participating in the debate, but he will be on the ballot in every jurisdiction. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope has this preview.
Just ahead of the high-stakes debate in Northern Virginia this week, the University of Mary Washington is releasing a new poll that has Democrat Ralph Northam ahead of Republican Ed Gillespie, but not by much. The lead is within the margin of error.
I think the main thing to see in this poll is the challenge that both campaigns face in the age of President Trump.
That's Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington.
You see a lot of undecided voters, which means both campaigns have a lot of work to do between now and November.
Quentin Kidd of Christopher Newport University says both of these candidates have a similar challenge: motivate their supporters and demoralize the opposition while still trying to appeal to independents.
The critiques that one is leveling at the other that aren't policy-oriented are designed to undermine the opponent's base, but also to energize their own base.
Kidd says watch for Northam to criticize Gillespie as a Washington lobbyist, and look for Gillespie to attack Northam as someone who doesn't show up to meetings and someone who straddles the fence on the controversial pipeline issue. I'm Michael Pope.
Finally, last Saturday, Dynamic Aviation hosted a 50th anniversary party open to the public at their company headquarters near Bridgewater. WMRA's Dylan Broadwell was there to get a glimpse of the little airfield and what Dynamic Aviation does.
If you missed the public event on Saturday, you missed a lot of fun. But here's a small taste.
We'll bust the bags at 15.
Okay.
You ready to do it? Stand by. Okay, you got
it. One treat was a flight aboard a pioneering plane in commercial aviation, a Douglas DC-3, which revolutionized air transport in the 1930s and 40s. You've probably seen it in movies. It was even featured during an air chase scene in the 2008 James Bond film, Quantum of Solace. Before the much smoother flight, Michael Stolfus, the president and CEO of Dynamic Aviation, gave his passengers a little speech about the importance of the plane they were about to ride on.
So the DC-3, very, very special airplane for Dynamic Aviation. About 16,000 of them built. Very central to the Allied forces winning the war. And it's the airplane that allowed commercial aviation to be commercially viable.
Michael Stolfus' father, Carl, founded Dynamic Aviation in 1967. The company then and now focuses on providing aircraft on a lease basis to a wide range of clients who, according to Joel Schenk, the vice president of human resources at Dynamic, have a wide range of needs.
But we do everything from Department of Defense flying over in hostile areas to spraying for mosquitoes to helping to fight forest fires to doing really sophisticated surveillance work or work that looks for where is a certain mineral in the earth for, say, mine companies or research organizations. So it's a wide range of things that we do. If you look at the airline, airplanes and, you know, big buses in the sky taking people from point A to point B were the completely other side of the aviation industry.
Also on display Saturday, a relic of presidential history, the first plane to be called Air Force One, stored away in a hangar.
This was not the first presidential airplane. This was the third presidential airplane, because Truman had one called the Sacred Cow, and then Roosevelt had the Independence. This was the third presidential airplane.
The plane that Phil Douglas, the director of engineering at the company, is talking about was President Eisenhower's plane from 1952 to 1954. But how did it become to be called Air Force One? According to Douglas, another plane that had the same call sign as the president's was on the same flight path, and luckily, someone found out before an in-air collision. The One designation has since avoided any sort of potentially disastrous situation. The company history was on display as well. According to Avis Foster, Dynamic Aviation's project scheduler and communication specialist, the company goal was to not only celebrate their longevity, but also to inform the public about what exactly they do.
Doing, I think a lot of things have been like, oh, Dynamic Aviation is secret squirrel, so nobody knows what we're doing. But this will be a good opportunity for us to explain our history and what is it that we actually do so they can connect with us a little bit more.
For many of the youngest guests, the main attraction was obvious.
What's your favorite thing that you've seen?
There's this big airplane that kept on going.
Mm-hmm.
It went right, and there was this little yellow one. I thought they were going to crash, but they didn't. And they went right and turned to pick up more people.
The celebration, though, was turbulence-free. For WMRA News, I'm Dylan Broadwell.
You can learn more and see some photos at our website, WMRA.org. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicki. Thanks for joining me, and enjoy your Tuesday.